Welcome to the Power of Proverbs. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and the Lord of Glory to tell you a story that reveals the Father's heart for you. As you listen to today's reading of Proverbs, trust that the God who created you and knows you knows what you need to hear for today. Proverbs chapter 3. My child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life, never forget the things that I've taught you. Follow closely every truth that I've given you. Then you'll have a full, rewarding life. Hold on to loyal love and don't let go, and be faithful to all that you've been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity, with truth written upon your heart. That's how you'll find favor and understanding with both God and men. You will gain the reputation of living life well. Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes when you adore Him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. Then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for. Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring Him with your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. My child, when the Lord speaks to you, never take His words lightly, and never be upset when He corrects you, for the Father's discipline comes only from His passionate love and pleasure for you. Even when it seems like His correction is harsh, it's still better than any father on earth gives to his child. Blessings pour over the ones who find wisdom, for they obtained living understanding. As wisdom increases, a great treasure is imparted, greater than many bars of refined gold. It's more valuable commodity than gold and gemstones, for there's nothing you desire that could compare to her. Wisdom extends to you long life in one hand and wealth and promotion in the other. Out of her mouth flows righteousness, and her words release both law and mercy. The ways of wisdom are sweet, always drawing you into the place of wholeness. Seeking for her brings the discovery of untold blessings, for she is the healing tree of life to those who taste her fruits. The Lord laid the earth's foundation with wisdom's blueprints. By His living understanding, all the universe came into being. By His divine revelation, He broke open the hidden foundations of the deep, bringing secret springs to the surface as the mists of the night drop down from heaven. My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life: to walk in wisdom and to discover your purpose. Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. You will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. They give you living hope to guide you, and not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure. You will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you, nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. Why would you withhold payment on your debt when you have the ability to pay? Just do it. When your friends come to ask you for a favor, why would you say, "Perhaps tomorrow," when you have the money right here in your pocket? Help him today. Why would you hold a grudge in your heart toward your neighbors who live right next door? And why would you quarrel with those who have done nothing wrong to you? Is that a chip on your shoulder? Don't act like those bullies or learn their ways. Every violent thug is despised of the Lord. But every tender lover finds friendship with God and will hear His intimate secrets. The wicked walk under God's constant curse, but the righteous walk under a stream of His blessing, for they seek to do what is right. If you walk with the mockers, you will learn to mock, but God's grace and favor flow to the meek. Stubborn fools fill their lives with disgrace, but glory and honor rest upon the wise. The power of Proverbs is not just about hearing God's word, but applying his word to our lives. If you're interested in exploring today's word and going deeper, higher, and wider so that you can understand how to apply it to your life, then tap into our Take 10 podcast for insights for increasing the kingdom of heaven in your life. And remember, wisdom works if you work it. To learn more about our sponsors, go to our website, thefathersheartforyou.com. That's the Father's Heart in lowercase with a number 4 and a capital U.com.